Religion has bombarded the psyche with born sinners. Great start in life, that, isn't it? So we're constantly being hit by this sense of limitation. I can't, I could never, I'm frightened to. So we have a limited imagination of ourselves. I remember I was brought up on this big housing estate, and I was kind of conditioned to believe that because I was like working class, that my life was basically sorted. Because there were two types of people in the world. There was us and there was them. And as I was an us and not a them, that was fundamentally important and at the heart of where my life would go. I were born working class and I'll always be working class. Not planning to evolve then. No, all right. Limitation, limitation, limitation. And it manifests itself in this great line. The ordinary man and woman in the street. I don't know about you, I have never in my life met a single ordinary man or woman ever. All I meet are extraordinary people. But we are conditioned to see ourselves as ordinary. Ordinary man and woman in the street, I got no power. Therefore, we play that part. We read that script. We act out on the movie of life, this three-dimensional holographic movie we're part of here in this three-dimensional world. We play the part. And therefore we live that reality. Limitation of I can't, I could never, I'm ordinary. So we set up the circumstances in which those who see themselves as ordinary can be manipulated by those who realize the game. What I've sort of seen in this hassle-free zone that I talked about at the start, the hassle-free zone is also a pyramid. I was interested to be invited last summer to the memorial service for the British comedian Larry Grayson, who I knew quite well for a short time. Very funny man. Something was said at that event which really sums up what I'm saying. Larry Grayson alone was a unique man, because the man who left the dressing room was the man on the stage when the curtains opened. They weren't two Larry Graysons. I remember him saying once, anybody watching this kind of video in another country, I'll give you an idea of Larry Grayson. I saw him once on a stage. He said, last week, he said, I was all stiff down this right-hand side, he said, just here. Ooh. He said, you know, this week, he said, I'm all stiff down this left-hand side here. He said, I can't wait till next week, can I, you know? Oh, she's got it, love. Anyway, that's Larry Grayson, great guy. Another comedian, Roy Hudd, did a presentation of Larry's life at this memorial service, and it overwhelmingly took the form of a story that Larry Grayson had told him of something that had happened when he was going round the variety halls of Britain years and years ago. And Larry was saying that he was in this all-male show, see, and there's one woman in it, and that's Larry Grayson dressed up, because he used to do that sort of thing, you know. And he said the producer of this show, he says, was very patriotic, he said. So the big finish was Rule Britannia, you know. Rule Britannia, Britannia rules the waves. Pass the sick bag, you know. And actually, I said that in Portsmouth the other week. Didn't go down well at all. Anyway, so what they had, this big finish, Rule Britannia. And he said what happened was all the men came on dressed as sailors, started singing, you know. And then as the music built up, they all got in each other's shoulders on the stage and they formed this pyramid, leaving a flat bit at the top. On walks Larry Grayson then, dressed as Britannia. Long gown, sword, shield, helmet, you know. And he gets manhandled up the top of this pyramid and he's on the top there. Roar for the big finish. Well, as Larry Grayson said, one night, he said, things seemed to be going rather well, he said. Then I noticed, he said, that the sailor in the bottom left-hand corner had got rather a cough, he said. And he came out with a great line. He said, and as any ancient Egyptian will tell you, that is a rather important point on a pyramid. So, this guy's eventually coughed his guts up, hasn't he, you know? And he's fallen out of the pyramid. So what's happened? The stage is awash with tumbling sailors. Larry Grayson apparently is in someone's lap in the second row. Oh, hello, dear. How are you? All right, yeah. Now, what has happened here? Larry Grayson, symbolic of the few who control the planet, has not done anything. An ordinary man and woman in the street has got a flaming cough. And the whole thing's come down because we have been conditioned to forget where the power lies in a pyramid. It's not up there, it's here. But because we think it's there, we have created that physical reality of a pyramidic system. People say, oh, those people, that elite, that global elite, they're very powerful, aren't they? No! The power that is used to manipulate the human race day after day is merely the power the human race gives away day after day. That's all. So there we are in this hassle-free zone pyramid, right? And everyone's on everyone else's shoulders and these different levels in the hierarchy of society. And each level saying to the one below, don't you move, you stay where you are, I'm depending on you. You know, if you walk out of there, the whole system will be collapsed, it'll be chaos, there'll be hunger and it'll be terrible. So, all right, I'll just stay here. And each level of this pyramid, everyone else is terrified into stepping out of it and getting a cough because they're terrified of the consequences of not being in this prison. And at the top of this pyramid, being held up by this fear, are a very few people who are passing down through the different levels the messages they want the whole pyramid to accept as reality. Like anyone who's not into religion or science is into spirituality and metaphysics and seeing that we are actually very different to what we've been portrayed as. You know, we're not slabs of meat, we are multidimensional consciousness. Right, well, that's a problem, because if we realize they're multidimensional consciousness in control of their own lives and destiny, that means we can't control them. So therefore, we must persuade them that's right. Okay, that stuff, pass it on, it's the devil. Oh, all right, thank you very much. It's the devil. Oh, it's all devil, you know they're talking about. It's the devil, you're Satan. Or they try the other approach. They're off their rocker. Oh, yeah, oh, they're bloody mad, you know. They talk about, oh, yeah, pass it, oh, yeah. I think so, yeah, my mother told me, yeah. And the other thing they pass down, and which we all pass on, you are free. You are free. Pass it on. We're free, oh, great. We're free, honey. Pass it on, we're free. Oh, we're in a democracy. Oh, yeah, it's great, we're free. Don't need to cough. Because we're in a democracy and we are free. But what are they actually saying, this freedom? They're actually saying, you are free to watch Noel's house party. For people in another part of the world, that is an insult, an intelligence-insulting program, in my humble opinion, but never mind. They are saying, you are free to watch the National Lottery live and contribute to the latest form of taxation in this country. You're free to do that. You're free to watch the gladiators knock their flipping heads together. And Dallas and all this other stuff. You're free to watch all that. You are free every year to have more and more dots on your zapper button, and you're free to press any one of them and have your intelligence insulted by 99% of them. You're free. Oh, thanks. But you are not free to say what you really think without hassle. You're not free to be what you really are and express what you really are. You're not free to live your life as you see fit if it is outside the manufactured norm. You're not even free to live in one house and pay to live in one house, you have to buy three houses.